South Dakota Public Broadcasting, sdpb.org.
South Dakota House of Representatives now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor John Fett from the Pierre Fort Pierre Ministerial Association, and Paige Marissa Nelson from Sioux Falls will be leading us in our pledge.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for a day in which to serve you. We would simply ask that you guide and direct our thoughts and intents of our hearts, that we might do the business in a very good way for the state of South Dakota today. We ask that you be with our men and women in the military, that you would grant them safety, for your word says safety is of you, and we will be thankful for this. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, we'll call the roll, please.
Blake, Boland, Boomgarden, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Cronin, Kurd, Cutler, Diedrich, Denner, Dreyer, Elliott, Ingalls, Thane, Fargen, Feikert, Feinstein, Burris, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironcloud, Jansen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Les, McLaughlin, Mosier, Nome, Norstrup, Nygaard, Biddy Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Ronkema, Rounds, Russell, Schleckaway, Schramp, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turbeville, Van Gerpen, Vanderlinde, Vanneman, Vertio, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 33rd day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
Second.
All those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Before we move on, Marissa Nelson, our page who did the pledge today, has some special guests here. I'd like you to welcome. There in the back, it's her family and a good friend, I understand. Please welcome them. Thank you for coming up today. Any other personal privileges? Hearing none, communications.
March 6, 2009, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on March 5, 2009, I approved House Bills 1024, 1080, 1103, 1148, 1155, 1184, and 1214, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, M. Michael Rounds, Governor.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that Senate Bill 42 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Ryan P. Olson, Chair.
Well, that was nice of him, Karen.
Short report.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bill 1036, 1037, 1071, 1074, 1140, 1211, 1253, and 1263, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bills 1091, 1240, 1254 and 1301, which have been amended by the Senate, and concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Concurrent Resolutions 7 and 8, which have been adopted by the Senate, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. And, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Concurrent Resolution 1013, in which the Senate has concurred. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Tiedemann moves that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1081.
Second.
Tiedemann motion having been moved and seconded, are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Carson.
I would recommend that we concur on House Bill 1081. Basically, it's the project, the 24/7 project. We need more expenditure to pay the third party expenses on this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further comments on the Tiedemann motion to concur? Hearing none, the question being on Representative Tiedemann's motion that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1081. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Nygaard.
Representatives Nygaard and Feinstein.
Nygaard votes aye.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 61, nays 1.
House Bill 1081, having received a majority vote in the members-elect, is hereby declared concurred in.
Representative Bruner moves that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1177.
The Bruner motion has been moved and seconded. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bruner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a small clarification was made on the Senate side, and I would just ask that the body here concur.
Thank you. Any further remarks on the Bruner motion to concur? Hearing none, the question being on Representative Bruner's motion that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1177. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Feinstein, Russell, and Steele. Representative Feinstein. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 60, nays 2.
House Bill 1177, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared concurred in. Ladies and gentlemen, I made a mistake on that last one. I announced that it was a simple majority. It was not. It was an emergency and an appropriation. It was a two-thirds, but it seemed to pass that hurdle.
Representative Pitts moves that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1233.
The Pitts motion having been moved and seconded, are there any remarks? Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We just had a one-word addition to this, and rather than the bill saying annual income, it now says annual gross income, and I would encourage the body to concur. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks on the Pitts motion to concur? Hearing none, the question being on Representative Pitts' motion that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1233. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Tiedemann. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 62.
House Bill 1233, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared concurred in.
Representative Hunhoff moves that the House do not concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1239 and that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences.
Any remarks on that motion? Seeing none. All those in favor of the Hunhoff motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. The Speaker appoints to such committee Representative Carson, Peters, and Shrimp. Carson, Peters, and Shrimp.
Representative Russell moves that House Concurrent Resolution 1017 be adopted.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Russell, motion having been moved and seconded. Are there any remarks? Representative Russell.
Yes, Mr. Speaker and members of the House. House Concurrent Resolution 1017 comes because there has recently been a request for a listing of the black-tailed prairie dog, which is prevalent in the western part of South Dakota, so prevalent that it has been an issue for a number of years. What the request is that it be listed as an endangered or a threatened species. This is the second request that it be listed as such in the last 10 years. In 2004, the federal government found that it was not warranted to list the prairie dog, but the environmentalists have asked to list them again, and it has triggered a process that we are currently in. The U.S. federal government in December did a 90-day finding that the petitioners had enough information or evidence to warrant a 12-month finding. What I'm asking the body to do is adopt this resolution that puts forth the facts, and the threshold is that in order to have a threatened species, it is a species that is likely to become an endangered species within the foreseeable future throughout all or a significant portion of its range. There has been nothing that has changed in the last 10 years that's significant. In 1961, in the entire United States, there were 364,000 acres of prairie dogs. In 2007, in the United States, there were 2,100,000 occupied acres in the United States, and in South Dakota alone, 625,000 acres. That's double what they had in 1961. The evidence is against a listing, and I would ask that the legislature adopt the resolution that states that we respectfully request that the United States Fish and Wildlife Service make a 12-month finding pursuant to the Endangered Species Act that the black-tailed prairie dog population is increasing in spite of Sylvatic plague outbreaks and therefore is not likely to become an endangered species within the foreseeable future throughout all or a significant portion of its range as required by the Endangered Species Act for a threatened or endangered listing. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the Russell motion? Hearing none, the question being on Representative Russell's motion that HCR 1017 be adopted. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Member Sharp, proceed to vote.
Representatives Hamill and Lust. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 60, nays 3.
HCR 1017, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared adopted.
Senate concurrent resolution 7, requesting the state of Nebraska to provide tax relief and an amnesty for certain South Dakota trucking companies. SCR 8, a resolution urging the members of the state streamline sales tax governing board to amend its treatment of certain food coupons, certificates, and other documentations as gross receipts. The speaker has waived the referral to these two resolutions.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Fain moves that the reports of the Senate Committees on Local Government on Senate Bill 184, Health and Human Services, Senate Bill 153, and Taxation on Senate Bill 4 of the House Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. Consent calendar. Ladies and gentlemen visiting today, the consent calendar is a portion of our calendar where we place bills that had no opposition, testimony, and committee and came out with no opposing votes. We put it on what we call the consent calendar so we can get done with our business just a little bit faster. We do not debate the bills, but you can ask a question of the sponsor, and at any time, any member can have that bill pulled from the consent calendar and placed on the debate calendar. Go ahead, Karen.
Senate Bill 159, an act to revise certain provisions regarding bank names.
Senate Bill 159, having had a second reserve consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none. Question 4, South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 159. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. Clerk will unlock the voting machine. Member shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Carson and Pitts. No. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 63.
Senate Bill 159, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 202, an act to require the Bureau of Administration to prepare a report regarding the energy efficiency of state agencies.
Senate Bill 202, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, question 4, South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 202. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Noem, Betty Olson, and Roush. Roush votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 62, nays 1.
Senate Bill 202, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is incorrect.
Senate Bill 130, an act to require written consent for the issuance of certain disinterment permits.
Senate Bill 130, having had a second reading, consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none. Question 4, South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 130. All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Blake and Cutler. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 62.
Senate Bill 130, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none, title is deemed approved. Second reading of Senate bills.
Representative Fain moves that Senate Bill 100, 80, 106, and 160 be placed to follow Senate Bill 149 on today's calendar.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senate Bill 155, an act to provide for the revision of certain offensive geographic place names.
Senate Bill 155, having had a second reading of consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Are there any remarks? Representative Killer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just want to move to defer to the next legislative day, the 35th legislative day. So.
All those in favor of the Killer motion to defer Senate Bill 155 to Monday, the 35th legislative day, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senate Bill 158, an act to provide for the recall of certain officials in third-class municipalities.
Senate Bill 158, having had a second reading of consideration, final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hamill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 158 simply brings third-class municipalities into the same class for recalling public officials. As it stands now, third-class municipalities are excluded from that statute. I would ask your support for Senate Bill 158. Thank you.
Any further remarks on Senate Bill 158? Hearing none, the question for South Dakota House of Representatives, final consideration of Senate Bill 158. All those in favor, vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Blake.
Feinstein, vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk, will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 49, nays 14.
Senate Bill 158, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is incorrect.
Senate Bill 129, an act to revise certain conditions that must be met before an extension of State Highway 53 in Tripp County is added to the state trunk highway system.
Senate Bill 129, having had a second reading of consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the House of Representatives. I bring you Senate Bill 129. This is kind of a rerun from a few years ago. If you look at Senate Bill 129 on line 6, it references session laws, 1996 session laws, to be amended as follows. So this really isn't even a statute, but what we're dealing with here is a former majority leader, District 26 Representative Larry Gabriel carried a piece of legislation for Tripp County back in the 1996 session that actually extended Highway 53 to the Nebraska border. That was not well received by then Governor Janklow. He vetoed it, and they came back and overrode his veto. So that's why they never put this into the statutes, because it was just going to be through 2007. They were going to try and wait out that governor and get this built, this road extended for the last stint of it to extend it clear to the Nebraska border. Well, people at that time, about the time we, 2007 and up till today, you know what the Highway Trust Fund situation is. So in 2006, I carried a piece of legislation for then Senator Benson to extend the 2007 deadline to 2010 because he was no longer in this body or in the Senate and was on the Highway Commission, and he was trying to maneuver some money to get this done by 2010 with what you see the overstrikes in lines 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. They did a feasibility study in 1994 that said if they came up with $510,000 of local money that would make this road feasible. But that road, that proposal then followed section lines. Actually, it got too cost prohibitive to do that. So that $510,000 has since been returned when I did that legislation a few years ago to extend that to 2010. This is a just change of basically a deleting that section and trying to give the Highway Commission till 2012 a chance to extend this road clear on into the Nebraska border. It was said in committee that if it does not happen by 2012, it will never happen. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on Senate Bill 129? Representative Vandeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members of the body, I stand in support of Senate Bill 129 and associate my remarks with the previous speaker. Just want to reiterate that this doesn't necessarily mean that the road is going to be built. It just allows an extension of a couple more years to possibly get that road built to connect it with Nebraska, and I would encourage you to vote green on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor.
State your question, ma'am.
Thank you. My question is, how much will this cost the state of South Dakota out of our state highway trust fund?
Representative Junkie, do you wish to answer that question, sir?
At this time, yes, I will, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
At this time, zero, because we're trying to keep it on the five-year step program, and so right now there has been no money appropriated for that.
Representative Peters, you still have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I have a follow-up question.
State your question, ma'am.
If this particular project gets off the state STIP program or plan, how much will this project cost the South Dakota State Highway Fund?
Representative Junkie, do you wish to answer that question, sir?
I'll try, and I'm
Thank
trying
you.
To get a drift on the question, but I'll try and what was told, what was reiterated, testified for in the House Transportation is the reason the $510,000, the local effort, was no longer a factor because actually if they would have followed that route, it was following section lines, it was going to be about 4 to 5 miles longer, and it was going to be about $4 or $5 million more. But at this time, there was no dollar amount given to the committee in House Transportation. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, sir. Representative Peters, you still have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I guess I'd urge a no vote on this particular bill. This does have the potential of draining our state highway trust fund a little bit more, and as you've been hearing all session, that we've got some issues in funding out of that particular fund, and I'd encourage a no vote on Senate Bill 129. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Senate Bill 129. Representative Russell.
I sat on the Transportation Committee and heard the testimony on this, and what may have been lost is the locals down in this area had in fact raised $500,000 of their own money to build this road. And everything about it seemed reasonable. Former State Senator Benson was here and talked about the fact that he had been working with everybody involved, including the administration and the Transportation Commission, and they just needed a couple more years to put this together. And everything about it seemed reasonable, and I'd urge your support.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Hearing none. Question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 129. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 49, nays 13.
Senate Bill 129, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 140, an act to allow school districts to enter into contractual agreements to provide for the whole grade sharing of students.
Senate Bill 140, having had its second readings up consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I bring Senate Bill 140 in front of your consideration today. This bill has been in the works for a few months here, and it's been in the works amongst the school boards as well as the Department of Education. Really, I see us, the pure main intent of this bill is to allow some flexibility. With the whole grade sharing, there's school districts, if they want to partner with each other, they could share their students and have their students go to another school district. This works quite well, especially because each school district still maintains their original identity. Now, keep in mind, this does not affect the minimum school enrollment. We're not trudging down that path of determining the minimum enrollment of our schools. The kicker on this, why it's very important, is because if some of those school districts are receiving certain federal aid based on their students, it doesn't have the effect on that based on the demographics of the students that may be filtered into a particular school. It's nice because each school maintains their individual school district. Now, I will inform you, and if you look on the last page of the bill, there is some amount of, you could say, power given to the Department of Education. They will promulgate the rules. I'll inform you of that, but I think the main reason why that's in this bill is to simply allow a little bit of continuity in the beginning stages to get this whole grade sharing off and running. I myself am a big fan of maintaining our legislative power, and I hope that I'm sure many of you share that belief, but in this instance, to ensure some continuity, that's probably why it is written into the bill. This is a good piece of legislation. I encourage the green vote on Senate Bill 140. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Senate Bill 140. Representative Hamill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just briefly, I stand to support this legislation today.
Apparently not.
There has been disagreement, or at least a difference of opinion, on some of the legislation that affects small schools, but this is a creative piece of legislation that got, I think, a great hearing in committee, and it does allow schools to move together without forced consolidation, experimentally, if you will. We're already doing that in some cooperative efforts, in some interscholastic activities. This is a great step forward, I think, for school districts that are trying to work together, and I really encourage your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Vanneman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members of the body, I stand in support of Senate Bill 140 and associate my remarks with the two previous speakers as well, and we'll keep it short. But this is a good piece of legislation. The school districts have been able to enter into agreements with each other as far as different sporting events and co-oping on the athletic side. And this will give these schools an opportunity to do it on the academic side, which I think is especially important. It kind of helps with it's a local control issue. The school boards are going to have to work together and develop this agreement that is approved by the Department of Education. But I think this is going to be a first step in some possible consolidation down the road, and if not, at least in the interim time, offer some efficiencies in those schools and more opportunities for the kids. So I would encourage your yes vote on Senate Bill 140. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Hearing none. Question 4, South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 140. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Blake and Ryan Olson. Representative Ryan Olson.
Olson votes aye.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 58, nays 4.
Senate Bill 140, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared Greenfield changes to I. Tiedemann changes to I. Anybody else? Okay. Senate Bill 140, having received a majority vote of the members elect, hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 185, an act to revise the graduation requirements for students entering ninth grade in 2010 and thereafter by eliminating the option of the basic high school program.
Senate Bill 185, having had a second reading, consideration and final passage, are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Welcome back, Representative Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I always enjoy having a counterpart from the other side coming over and lobbying me a little bit, so hopefully we can see more of that work on. Especially when he has to apologize for a vote, but anyways, we'll keep going here and work on Senate Bill 185. This bill is the intent to remove the basic category for the high school graduation requirements. The bad part about that basic category is that it simply has been labeling our students, labeling to the point where their parents, the guidance counselors, and other officials within the school have to sign off and allow this student to go to a lower level of standards to graduate from high school. The intent is to remove that lower category, which was the basic, and strive more towards the recommended program. Now, keep in mind, with that recommended program, there still is the ability for the checks and balances, we could say, and the nice part about it is all our academic areas will still be protected, but also career and technical education can be at a level playing field. So if you're thinking about those students that may have normally fit under more of the terms of being in the so-called basic category, they will probably more likely excel in areas in career and technical education, still receive their credits, and of course meet the rigor that is expected of our high school students here in South Dakota. So it's a win-win situation. I hope that you will support this, and the nice part, a little more flexibility for the students, but we will still maintain that rigor and be fair to those that may need a little more assistance. I encourage your support for Senate Bill 185. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks, Senate Bill 185? Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would echo the remarks of the previous speaker. I would encourage your vote in favor of this bill.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Senate Bill 185. Hearing none. Question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 185. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Noem. Noem votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 59, nays 3.
Senate Bill 185, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 190, an act to revise certain allocations for disabilities in the state aid for special education formula.
Senate Bill 190, having had a second reading, consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Feels like these last few days I haven't been able to use my teacher voice with the crud that's going around. This bill was brought at the request of the Office of the Governor, and it revises certain allocations for disabilities in the state aid for the special education formula. this bill came as part of the budget proposals, and that it would keep the level of state aid for special education at the same level. This is rebased every 3 years, and we were told in committee that this would be a $1.6 million that it would save the state. However, as we're looking at the federal dollars that will be coming into the state, they will increase by $31.6 million. So I would encourage your vote in favor of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on Senate Bill 190? Looked like Senator Klochak wanted to speak on it for a minute, but I'm not going to allow him. Hearing no further remarks, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 190. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Blake. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk, please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 58, nays 4.
Senate Bill 190, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 77, an act to repeal the maximum number of off-sale alcoholic beverage licenses that may be issued to any person, corporation, or business entity, and to establish requirements for physical barriers for certain off-sale alcoholic beverage establishments.
That might be in the running for long title, Karen. Senate Bill 77, having had its second reading for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Dreyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. After that title, I think I'll just leave it at that, and I won't actually. Senate Bill 77 changes the current statewide cap of 3 off-sale liquor licenses to a business that may have an interest in them. Again, this is not a citywide cap of 3, but a statewide cap of 3 on all off-sale liquor licenses. The municipalities still have the right to reject any liquor license applicant which they don't feel is qualified. In other words, the local governing body can decide whether or not it wants to set a cap on the number of licenses it would authorize in its own municipality. The members of this body need to know 2 things about this bill. If the licensee is a suitable person and if the location is suitable, then the liquor license can be granted. The applicant will still need to meet those 2 criteria, and local control will still be maintained. It passed out of committee on a 13-0 vote, and I'd appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on Senate Bill 77. Hearing none. Question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 77. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 54, nays 8.
Senate Bill 77, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none. Title is incorrect.
Representative Fain moves that Senate Bill 164 be placed to follow Senate Bill 160 on today's calendar.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senate Bill 107, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the posting of the penalty for the illegal use of a designated parking space for a person with a physical disability.
Senate Bill 107, having had a second reading for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Schleckaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, Senate Bill 107 comes to us as a result of the 2002 legislature increased handicap parking fines, and when they did that, they also implemented, moving forward, all new signs or signs that replaced old ones have to have the fine on the sign. Well, this bill just simply clarifies that the old signs that are still out there need to have, you will be imposed the fine regardless of whether it's an old sign or a newer sign. So there were some city attorneys in the state, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, some of the bigger communities needed clarification. So this just simply clarifies that you will be imposed a fine.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 107. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Member shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 59, nays 3.
Senate Bill 107, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 165, an act to provide for the authorization of certain private, nonprofit, benevolent organizations to assist in funding certain school curricula, activities, and programs.
Senate Bill 165, having had its second reading of consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to respectfully request that this bill be deferred until the 35th legislative day.
All those in favor of the Feinstein motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries. So deferred.
Senate Bill 90, an act to increase the number of varieties of malt beverages, wine, distilled spirits, liquor, and cordials that an off-sale alcoholic beverage licensee may offer for sampling in one day.
Senate Bill 90, having had its second readings of consideration and final passage, are there any remarks?
Speaker.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I bring to you Senate Bill 90. And no, I do not have any props for you today in which to discuss this with. Presently, as it is today, before we do any action on this bill, a licensee holding an off-sale liquor license may provide samples of the following items: malt beverages, wine, distilled spirits, liquors, and cordials. So as of today, they may provide samples. These are the off-sale licensees holders, your packaged liquor stores, etc. These are items that the store presently has in stock and is offering for sale to the general public. Key to this, as it sits today, no sample of a malt beverage may be larger than 3 fluid ounces. No sample of wine may be more than 50 milliliters, and no sample of a distilled spirit or liquor or cordial may be more than 25 milliliters. So that is how it is today. What the change is in this bill is right now they can only offer one variety of a malt beverage or one variety of a wine or one variety of a distilled spirit. What we want to do with this bill is to change it from one variety to three. And let's give an example. If you have a retailer that has 3 new beer malt beverage products, they would like to offer the variety of 3 instead of 1 of the malt beverage. It does not increase the amount of samples a person can have. What it does is it allows the distributor or the retailer, the owner of the store, to allow the increase in variety up to 3 instead of 1. This bill does not, and I underline the word not, change the number of samples that one may have. This is a marketing tool. I would call it an economic development tool, because in South Dakota we now have farm wineries that are very popular. We have coming on artisan distilleries that are very popular, and this will give the retailer, when the product is brought in, you as a consumer go in and you see a six-pack or a bottle of something there and say, I don't know if I want to spend $10 for that six-pack, or $27 for that bottle of distilled spirit, it'll allow the off-sale licensee to provide samples, as we can do today, of this product before you decide to buy it or not. To decide, instead of spending that $12, you can purchase or try the sample. You may like it. You may want to try another malt beverage to compare. It increases the variety, not the number of samples. So I'd ask your support on this bill and hope we can pass it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on Senate Bill 90? Hearing none. Question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 90. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 57, nays 5.
Senate Bill 90, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct. Representative Fain.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we defer the remainder of today's calendar until Monday, the 35th legislative day.
All in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay.
No.
Motion carries. Whoever that was can stay for the weekend. There being no objection, the House will revert to order of business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that Senate Bill 74 do pass, Senate Bill 131 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 186 do pass as amended. Joni M. Collar, Chair. And the Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that Senate Bill 72 do pass as amended. Larry Tiedemann, Chair.
Announcements. Any announcements, ladies and gentlemen? Representative Ryan Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The revised agenda is being handed out for House taxation. We will have a meeting on Monday, actually, in room 412, different location at 9:30 a.m. in room 412. Not our usual Tuesday meeting. 412, Monday, 9:30. The agenda will be on your desk. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements, Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is another cookie announcement. You all received a white sheet of paper from the Capital Club reminding everyone to ask their spouses to bring cookies, bars, or fruit, basically, for next week. This is just a reminder. Keep me out of trouble with all of the spouses by taking this announcement home to your spouse. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, House Commerce Committee will be meeting Monday morning at 10 a.m. I did change the agenda a little bit. We have one bill, but I also had to note on there that we are going to discuss summer topics, summer study topics, so please be there on time. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further announcements? Representative Cutler.
Mr. Speaker, a reminder, House Judiciary at 10 a.m. on Monday.
House Judish. Any further announcements? Ladies and gentlemen, the Speaker has an announcement. I want to thank the pages and thank you for staying today. I know that was not in our original plans during the course of the year. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your hard work to get us out of here on time. We covered a lot of ground, and we're looking good for Monday and Tuesday. So travel safe, have a good weekend, and we'll see you Monday morning. I have several acts to sign. Representative Turbeville, you have to stay. He left. Oh, Representative Greenfield, you have to stay. You're the new Representative Turbeville today. I also have a conference committee to announce. Representative Peters, Bruner, and Street, remember on Monday, 12 o'clock noon, room 412. This is the last time I'm going to announce it. Peters, Bruner, Street. All right, you guys can start heading out. I appreciate it. Speaker is signing an act to require the redaction of certain numbers before furnishing copies of information. Speaker is signing an act to increase fees for mailing motor vehicle license plates decals to impose a fee for the reassignment of a license plate. Speaker is signing an act to provide certain fees, license, and other requirements for milk plants and dairy farms. Speaker, signing an act to increase certain expenditure authority previously granted the Board of Regents to designate circumstances in which authority may be used to appropriate funds therefore and declare an emergency. Speaker, signing an act provided for and to require the attachment and affidavit in certain garnishment proceedings. Speaker, signing an act to establish certain restrictions and requirements related to encumbrances on wind easements. Speaker, signing an act to make an appropriation from the Railroad Trust Fund for the construction of a railroad siding. Speaker, signing an act revises the time frame for requirements for certain alcoholic beverage licenses to provide an on-sale service of alcoholic beverages on Sunday. Speaker, signing an act revises certain provisions regarding administration of the Catastrophic Poor Relief County Fund. Speaker, signing an act revises certain provisions concerning compensation for service rights of electric utilities in areas annexed by municipalities. Speaker, signing an act to clarify, repeal, update, and make form and style revisions certain statutes related to the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. Speaker, signing an act to revise the form and style of certain provisions and to delete certain obsolete provisions regarding the Department of Tourism and State Development. Speaker, signing an act to update certain provisions pertaining to motor carrier safety and transportation of hazardous materials. Speaker, signing an act to make an appropriation of the Department of Education to reimburse certain school district consolidation incentives to declare an emergency. Speaker, signing an act to make an appropriation for costs related to suppression of wildfires in the state and declare an emergency. Speaker, signing an act to make an appropriation for costs related to disasters in the state and to declare an emergency. Speaker, signing an act to make an appropriation from the Coordinated Natural Resources Conservation Fund to the State Conservation Commission. Speaker, signing an act revises how certain rates are determined for grain warehouse operators. Speaker, signing an act changed certain references regarding a grain dealer to a grain buyer. Speaker, signing an act to authorize the Board of Regents to construct an addition to the Northern State University Joseph H. Barnett Center and to accept donations for such purposes to make an appropriation thereof. Speaker, signing an act to revise certain provisions concerning the application of the inventory tax on certain fuels and storage immediately prior to tax increase. Speaker, signing an act to adopt the revised Uniform Commercial Code Article 7 documents of title. Speaker, signing an act to repeal the limited campaign finance disclosure statement which could be used by certain candidates or candidate campaign contribution committees for legislative office. Speaker, signing an act to create a limited electrician license. Speaker, signing an act to provide for central filing of documents necessary to perfect a security interest in personal property of fixtures of a rural electric cooperative. Speaker, signing an act to establish some requirements regarding the siting of certain wind turbine towers. Speaker, signing an act to prohibit the use of federal income tax credits when assessing property. Speaker, signing an act to require school district to which a former contracting school district is annexed to assign certain resident students to a school district in a bordering state and to temporarily exempt certain school districts from the requirement to reorganize due to low enrollment. That's crazy long. Speaker, signing an act to revise certain provisions concerning statements submitted by organizations making contributions to ballot question committees. Speaker, signing an act to establish certain requirements concerning the publication of county notices. And the Speaker is signing an act to allow the merger or consolidation of a cooperative and its subsidiary. Any further announcements? Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Sorry, Representative Rounds. Have a good weekend, folks. We'll see you.